From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Most American households have received their 2010 census forms by now, and many are beginning to mail them in. The Census Bureau says some 21 million forms have already been sent back. That's about 16% of households. Hoping to keep that number growing, the Census today unveiled a new website where people can track census return rates neighborhood by neighborhood. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
So if you go to 2010census.gov, scroll down to Mail Participation Rate, and click on Read More, you'll find the Take 10 Challenge Map. Census Director Robert Groves, who used to live in Ann Arbor, Michigan, demonstrated how the map works for reporters today. He clicked on Michigan, which has a 20% response rate, and then was able to zoom in to Ann Arbor.
Well, Ann Arbor is actually behind the state as a whole. It's only 12%. So Ann Arbor has to get their act together. Okay, so Ann Arbor was at 12. My little old neighborhood is at 13. I don't know what they're doing. Since I left, the neighborhood went to hell, I think.
The participation rate will be updated each day at 4 p.m., so while not exactly real time, it does provide daily updates of census response rates. The tool was developed with the help of Google Maps, and it allows you to compare data from different cities. The census is promoting the map as a way to measure civic pride. The mayors of St. Louis and Kansas City have already bet barbecue and beer on which of their cities has the best response rate, and Groves hopes it will spur people across the country to mail in their forms. The more who do, he says, the less the census will cost taxpayers.
The simple act of taking 10 minutes or so to fill out your questionnaire and mail it back ends up being your own little contribution to reducing the federal deficit.
That's because the more people who return their forms by mail mean the fewer enumerators the census will have to hire to go door to door later this spring. Grove says every 1% of taxpayers who respond by mail saves $85 million in government spending. The census is an elaborate undertaking. Grove says to ensure every American household gets counted involves a bit of adventure.
Our folks are on horseback in the Southwest and on mules. We're on ATVs and snowmobiles in Upper Maine. In the mountains of Alaska, we sometimes take a plane in, and then we're on a snowmobile, and then for a few miles we're walking on snowshoes.
It's all part of an effort to get the most accurate population count possible, which will determine not only how $400 billion in government funds are spent, but the allocation of congressional districts for the next 10 years. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.